Welcome to FreeYourTrueNature.com, seeing you through significant change, challenge, and choice. My name is Murray McEachran, and I am your guide. This is my True Nature journal and my journal entry entitled Rallying Cry. Different than a traditional blog, this is a weekly entry from my daily journal. Each entry is an expression of my truth to the extent of my awareness to that point in time. Please know that I mean not to prescribe or insinuate that my truth should be yours, for the truth of each of us only becomes so with our permission. Mine is simply an offering for reflection and contemplation about your own true nature. Rallying cry. Had I not been alone in the early waking hours when ambushed by it, my state would surely have been interrupted by family members worried about my mental well-being. Blessedly, there was no such infringement. On my own, I could just let it be and let it out. It being my first good cry in quite some time. I say blessedly because it's only when such surges subside that the messages and the emotion become available to me, much like the rainbows we can depend on when the rain tears up on the sunshine. The night before, this morning after, the origin of where this all began shaking out had been Friday night, movie night in our household, a much-anticipated highlight of each week for my 12-year-old. This week, the flick was Dad's pick, the responsibility for which had escaped me until the moment I heard the popcorn popping, the kid propped up, ready in front of the screen, peppering Dad with, "What did you pick, Dad? You don't have to keep it a secret anymore." You would think I would have internalized by then, some 30 years in the rearing, one of the hand-me-downs my father had tried to instill in me, his words then coming back to haunt me. Rush decisions are always bad decisions, Murr. With mere moments before the show was to go on, with yours truly doing a slapstick-like surf through Netflix, and with not more than a moment taken to initiate my normal parentally responsible age-appropriate review on content, a snippet of one particular flick, innocently entitled Nelita, a baby elephant's tale, caught my eye. Its caption, telling the true story of a baby elephant born into a rescue camp in the Botswana wilderness, who became orphaned after a month. Ah, came the pressure-relieving sentiment to myself, sounds like a heartwarming Disney meets the nature of things love story. Perfect. Split decision made. I knew I could pull it off. We're good to go. And, well into the movie, there I was, self-righteous, my fatherly instincts proving to be spot on, a movie harmonious to the young mind of my impressionable preteen. A self-affirming wisp of "way to go, Dad," from a voice within me. Just before, everything movie-wise took a sharp turn south. Let's just say the tale turned dark, horrifically dark, for the average caring human, let alone the nature boy that is my son. If it had turned fictional dark, I don't think I would have been as activated. But it turned reality dark. The kind of reality that gave cause to the broken-hearted look of disbelief on my boy's face. A blinding flash of the painfully obvious then before me, the voice of my ego then spouting off a sarcastic, "Did you somehow miss rescue in the trailer? Or how about orphaned? If you had rendered yourself conscious for even a moment, Murr, you might have realized the movie had poaching written all over it." Movie night ending shortly thereafter with a hollow thud. By the time I went to bed, I was riddled with emotion. Oh, how my wife and I have been trying to let our son be a kid just a little bit longer. So there I was, alone in the early waking hours of the next morning, still reeling when the wave of emotions swelled and then crested. Perhaps my cry, like I like to imagine yours, was my painting for the human in the elephants and the elephants in the human. Perhaps my cry, like I like to imagine yours, was remorse for my hand in harming the environment my son and our children wander in. Perhaps my cry, like I like to imagine yours, was deep disappointment for our kind, so capable yet so divided, the solutions, though within reach, just outside our grasp. Perhaps my cry, like I like to imagine yours, was my emotion doing what emotion does, trying to get important messages through about the truth of me and the truth of us. Perhaps my cry, like I like to imagine yours, was a reminder of the light of my humanity, my part in that loving and creative and conscious true nature that is common to all of us, if we could just dig out from under all that fear. Perhaps my cry, like I like to imagine yours, a reflection of my deep gratitude for this wondrous life, the miracles that abound, and a calling to elevate my part in the healing and protecting of it. On this, the day of the volatile U.S. election, in the throes as we are of the second wave of the pandemic, my cry, like I like to imagine yours, my pot of gold, my rallying cry. Thank you for listening to my podcast entitled Rallying Cry. Please share it forward if you sense it would resonate with someone you care about. The purpose of my life's work is to guide your deeper understanding, come faith, come trust in your true nature, the very source of your freedom from all that has held back the highest and the deepest, the truest and lightest in you, or you and your organization, given the context for your visit. For an understanding of how to get yourself on your way to understanding come faith in your true nature, or your true nature and that of your organization, I invite you to visit 100dayshift.com. That's 100dayshift.com.